Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out. Educating Joel with Joel and Jules.
Right, a lot of people, I think, can resonate and understand some of the things that go on with Educating Joel tools.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, it's you wanting to know things about relationships, about the opposite sex, anything along those lines.
You're
right?
The ear. Yeah, absolutely. You're the ear. You're the voice.
Yeah,
which
I
is
am
a lot
the
of responsibility.
Person of authority, which is scary.
Does that scare you?
Well, it's not often the case, but I'm happy to fill those shoes when it comes to this.
Well, let me open the door for you.
I think I'm putting you off women, though.
No, not at all. Trust me, I'm just here with you working. That is the most important thing right now. But you may have just heard the door opening and closing. Now, this is something that I love to do, a tradition that has gone on for a long time. Letting the woman go before you and opening the door for the woman.
Chivalry.
Mm. If there's anything that describes it the best, I think it's that.
So you like it?
I like it. I think there would be some people that think that guys do it because they think that the woman can't do it themselves. Yes.
Feminism is coming into play.
Yes.
Well, we're seeing more and more of that movement at the moment.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I think it is quite funny how... Yeah, it can kind of contradict itself a little bit where we're all equal. And I'll say to you often, I had to pull you up the other day when you said I'm like a little girl. And I went, what do you mean?
Well, yeah,
what about
a
little boy, you know? And then for me to expect you to be opening doors and letting me through and stuff, yeah, I can see how that we're all equal.
Of course.
I think it comes down to manners.
Yes.
I think that it is nice when...
Do you like it? Do you like it when it's been done to you?
Yeah, I do. I appreciate it.
How does that make you feel?
Well, it's nice. It makes me feel like I am being not looked after, but I've been thought about.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
If we're at a barbecue... Adam will always come up to me with a plate of food before he feeds himself, and that's really nice.
I like that tradition.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? But at the same time, it goes both ways.
Of course.
I've got to be thinking as well and thinking of him at the same time.
And
it makes
you
feel loved.
And you do that?
Well, when it comes to food, I'm like, see it and inhale. But I'll get around to it.
I haven't noticed that.
Is chivalry dead? Should it keep going? Do we need to do it more? On 13, 12, 16, Jess, what do you reckon?
I think it's nice to offer, but I think that it's nice if both parties, you know, make an equal attempt at being chivalrous.
Yes, so
that's
it's the equality
true.
That Tools was talking about before.
Yeah.
If Adam goes and gets the food, hey, you know what? Maybe she should be doing that later.
Yeah, I think it's all about sharing.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Jess. And we'll go to Kobe.
Kobe, what are your thoughts? Chivalry, should we still be doing it and does it still exist?
Most definitely. It probably doesn't exist as much as it should do.
Yeah.
But, I definitely am one for it. I reckon that it is just nice to have the simple little things in life.
Do you think, Kobe, that it's the male that needs to step up and put more effort into it in that case, where they're opening doors, where they're paying for meals, where they're doing all of that?
I wouldn't say paying for meals and that, but it is nice as a female to have somebody, you know, like your partner open the doors and that for you. But in return, there's little things that, you know, us women can do for guys as well, you know.
Yeah,
I like this. It's all about equality on the Coffs Coast.
Nice,
Kobe,
right?
Thank you so much for the call. We're going to wrap it up with Crystal right now. Crystal, everyone is saying chivalry needs to exist. Are you on the same page?
Yeah, I think chivalry is dead these days, and I just think, why not? It's lovely.
So would you be saying, Crystal, that you are looking for a guy that is putting in more effort with the chivalry?
I don't think girls should expect it, but I just think it's... I know.
It is.
Have you got a partner, Crystal?
I think so.
Would you say he's chivalrous?
Yeah, he's lovely.
Yeah, let's put the call out now. Obviously, he'll know because he'll be tuning in to Hit 105.5.
So it's not official. Is it Facebook official?
It's not official.
So do we want to make it official?
not on the radio.
All right, if you have registered at hit.com.au or if you have gone to the Telstra stores for double the entry, this is the time you want to be answering your call. $300 today because it went yesterday at $600 tools.
Yeah, that's right. Brooke walked away with that. You need to answer it. I get up with Joel and Shul.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on. Just like yesterday, we want it to happen.
Hello?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, fuck. I knew I should have said it. No.
That's Kelly. Okay. But did you know? Did you think to do it when we were calling?
I did.
Oh, and why didn't you? What stopped you?
I don't know.
Oh, no, Kelly.
The Manchester bombing did occur yesterday. It was at Ariana Grande's concert tools for her Dangerous Minds concert. It has come out now that a 22-year-old man was the suicide bomber. Manchester-born and Islamic State has claimed responsibility. That hasn't been confirmed. But what we wanted to do was something a little bit different today.
Yeah, which we'd like to do. We like to have fun and share light and do all that type of thing.
And try to get a better understanding. Yeah. So you've actually got my dad, Giuseppe, on the line.
Giuseppe, I was thinking last night when we get asked to cover things like this all the time and tragedy, and it's a very hard thing to do for us in our jobs where we want to be lighthearted and share light. And I understand that we have to cover this stuff, and obviously it's tragedy. Our hearts are with everyone. It is hard to watch. It's hard to deal with. And I was looking at people that inspire and share love, and I was trying to find a bunch of quotes, and then I went, you know what? Joel is very great at putting things out there in a beautiful way. And then I thought, you know what? Giuseppe's even better. Let's get Giuseppe on the show to share some words with us today after this awful tragedy.
Well, I think we're coming to our time in our history, our civilization. We've got a strange mixture of connection and disconnection. Never have we been able to communicate at a global stage as quickly and what appears to be efficiently as we do, and yet we have fears and feeling of disconnectedness that humanity has never experienced in the past. So, and the problem is the more we see these things and these tragedies, unfortunately, have come close to us because it happens to be in countries like France and now UK, and we are connected to that through history and culture and attachment. But sadly, this sort of stuff has gone on for a long time. And if you would look at the death toll in the Middle East and other places, it's ongoing. So in a way, it's a shocking tragedy, but we are focusing in more on it because it's like when something happens to our relatives, if someone's killed in a car accident, it becomes more real. Yeah. And this is the same thing. We have to look at it in its proper context and not just look at what's happened, but why we are allowing it to happen. And these people, suicide bombers, are in our midst. We have to find out why are these people disconnected, that they resort to these sorts of evil acts. And the reason being, I believe, partly, is because we have two main needs. One, we have to show the world that we are unique and there's no one like us.
Yes.
And the other is that we have to be part of the herd. We have to be accepted as part of the group. And I think these are in continuous conflict. And the feeling of disconnectedness, of attachment to a group that gives us significance and meaning as a human being, has been severed, has been cut in a lot of these people. And therefore, they resort to acts of violence to get attention and to have a sense of purpose in this world. And sadly, what it does, it leads to these tragic acts.
And that's what we're all looking for, is purpose in this world, and you've hit the nail on the head. And I tell you what, Dad, thank you for those wise words. I don't necessarily agree with Tools by thinking that you are deeper than me and have better things to say. But you know what? On this occasion, Dad, I always listen to you, and thank you so much for sharing that with us today, because we need to get around our loved ones, don't we, Tools?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when these things happen, you know, I always continuously try to reflect
on
what's happening. And I believe... you know, I don't think I have the answer. I haven't
No. I don't think
it is a time for reflection. It's a time for going inwards. It's a time for loving stronger than ever as well.
And in fact, you know how when we talk the environmental movement, they say that if you want to do something about the environment, you have to think globally and act locally. In other words, start at your local creek and pick up the rubbish. The reality, if you want to deal with this world tragedies, not only must you think globally of what's happening, you must love locally, start loving at the local level so that it ripples like a rock in a pond to the global stage.
Thank you,
Dad. Beautiful. Giuseppe, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We love catching up with you.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. All the best.